Blog Talk Radio.
Doug, can you hear me?
I hear you, sir.
Okay. Tell me about your business, Doug. I gave a little introduction about your firm for about 2 or 3 minutes. So, Doug, tell me a little bit about what you do and your business.
Okay. Yeah, this is Doug Turner. My company is Millionaires Concierge. As Oprah Winfrey put it when I was on her show, I am the yellow pages for the rich and famous. You name it, I have it, from tickets to yacht charters to jet charters to helicopter adventures to private islands to race boats to red carpet for the award shows to set visits of your favorite TV show,
set visits.
You name it, I have it. I'm soup to nuts.
Well, that's quite a mouthful. I'm kind of curious, Doug, because I did catch a little bit of the Oprah Winfrey show, and as I was watching you, I was kind of wondering, what were you thinking when you were on television and you saw yourself and your business being described on that show? What were you thinking?
I was thinking, wow, this is amazing. Something I dreamt up myself and created myself, invented myself. Just became an instant hit. I mean, I got on Oprah. I've done about 26 TV shows.
Uh-huh.
But it all started, I moved down here in 81. I was a tennis pro, got tired of tennis, got in the exotic car business, and ended up running one of the world's largest exotic car dealership, which was called the Auto Toy Store. And we were, you know, we sold Rolls-Royce, Bentley, Lamborghini, Ferrari, Porsche, Mercedes, you know, Aston Martin, the most exotic cars in the world. And people would come into town, and they'd want to, you know, they'd come in and spend, you know, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 for a car, and then they want to know where to go to dinner, or needed a limousine, or a plane to go to the Bahamas, or charter a yacht, or wanted to rent an exotic car other than buy one. You know, I knew where to get it, and I did it, and it wasn't a business then. And then in '96, my mom said, "Why don't you start a business?" And we patented the name Millionaires Concierge, and the rest is history. And here we are, 13 years later, with a, you know, just an incredible successful business.
It sure seems like it. May I ask you, do you remember the moment that when you had that aha thought and said, you know, this could really be a terrific business? Do you remember that moment?
Yeah, there was a few moments like that. And I always think to myself, you know, as you're younger, you always hear, you know, get an idea or let your dreams come true and have patience. And, you know, when you're younger, You think, you know, wow, I couldn't be that lucky, or it couldn't happen to me. Well, it can happen to you. All you need is an idea, and just go for it. If you believe in, if you love what you do, I mean, it can definitely happen. You just got to have a little patience and just stick with it. And you know what? Yeah, and I think about those moments that you think it can't happen to you, and it can happen to you. It can happen. All you need to do is stick with it, believe in yourself, and you know, the sky is the limit.
When people ask you, what do you do, and you tell them you're the CEO of Millionaires Concierge, how do you describe what you do to someone who's right across the table from you? What do you tell them?
Well, it's kind of like I said, like Oprah gave me, you know, to sum my whole business up, I am the yellow pages for the rich and famous. What do I do? Well, wealthy people around the world call me up to take care of their luxury toys, to get them luxury toys, to take care of, you know, whatever they might want that they just don't, you know, not that they can't get it, but they don't want to deal with it, so they call me, and I make it happen. I mean, if tickets are sold out to a Celine Dion concert, if they can't get them, I can get them, and I can put them in the best seats. Jet charters. People call me for jet charters all over the world. Yacht charters. Specialized things. I mean, I had a gentleman call me to do an anniversary, a guy from Germany in Boca Raton, Florida, to do for his anniversary. He wanted me to dump 50 dozen roses out of a helicopter on the top of his house into the swimming pool. So sure enough, well, I got the helicopter, got a guy in the back seat, 50 dozen long-stem roses with the thorns on them, got the guy in the back seat of the helicopter. He's got the big gloves on, and here he is dumping 50 dozen roses out of a helicopter with the wind blowing from the blades of the helicopter, blowing the roses all over the swimming pool, all over the neighbor's lawn, all over the roof. The police were there. The neighbors came out. It was the craziest thing you've ever seen, and we did it. And he's out there toasting, and they're both in their robes, They're both in the robes. They're toasting to champagne, and she's flipping out because she didn't know about it. And there they have a big cake there on the table, and it just went unbelievable. And that was, you know, it was one of the neat things I did for people. I had people shop, you know, people call me to shop for jewelry. But, I mean, there's nothing I can't do. I have a very extensive ultimate website, which is millionairesconcierge.com, and I have it all right there. There's nothing I can't do.
Now, you were saying that you and your mom, when you sat down with your mom and say, Mom, I've got a great idea. I'm able to parlay all of the experience I have. And, you know, what do you think about this idea? Now, the year 2008, after being in the business for 13 years,
yep.
What does your mom think about what you've done?
Yeah, well, she's like a part of it. Every day she wants to know what I do, you know, what I've done. And now it's grown so much, and I'm, you know, I got TV shows calling me, and I'm doing, I'm just doing things that it's just taken me to another level in all aspects. And at the time, I mean, she's the one that said, why don't you start a business? She's the one that came up with the name MillionairesConcierge.com, and we patented it. And, you know, she feels a part of it because she's the one that basically pushed me into it, because I was doing it just to help people because I love doing it, because, you know, I love to help people and I love, you know, wealthy people, nice things. So one thing led to another, and like you said, here we are 13 years later, and it's nobody does what I do. It's just really, really grown to, you know, exceptional levels.
Boy, it sounds to me like your mom must be really proud of what you've done.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, sometimes your mom says, you don't listen to me. But in this case, it sounds to me that her son paid attention to what his mom told him to do, and look how it's turned out to be 13 years later. I hope you give her some free tickets once in a while to listen to Dion.
Absolutely. My mom couldn't get me out of bed to go to school, but look what she did here, and now, you know... And now everything's great, and, you know, I love her and thank her for her, and, you know, it's just a wonderful thing. Yep, I remember there was many mornings that I never went to school till 10 o'clock, and she was yelling at me, wouldn't talk to me, grounded me, and now it's, you know, here we are, on top of the world.
Listen, I think we had the same mom, the way you described your mother. She made me get up in the morning and go off to school, and, you know, unfortunately, I didn't go into the Millionaire's Concierge. So she's the one that came up with the Millionaire's Concierge, and you patented it.
Yep, I patented it right away.
Okay.
You know, I believed in what I had because I was doing it. I was doing it for fun because of where I was working with all these wealthy people around the world. They would come into town and want all these things. I knew I already had something. So I knew I had something, so I went with it. I started the business. She gave me the name. I patented it, and I just stayed with it. If you come up with something, you believe in it, that's what it really goes back to. You hear people tell you that, and you hear the stories about, you know, well, if you believe in it, go with it. Well, that's what happened, and I'll tell you what, it works.
It,
you know, if you, it's a real niche. Nobody else does what I do the way I do it,
mm-hmm.
And I spent, you know, many, many years doing it, actually before I even started a corporation.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds to me like you're pretty proud of what you're doing.
I love what I do. I don't sleep much because now I deal with other parts of the world, Dubai, France, all over the world. So, you know, obviously we have the time differences, so people are calling all times of the night. And I'm a stickler. I mean, I answer the phone. I get back to people right away, so there's not a lot of time for sleep.
Oh, my gosh. What I wanted to ask you is, it sounds like you're pretty proud as to what your firm truly does. What makes you proudest about your company?
Well, what makes me proudest is, I love what I do, and I love when the customer, I give such great service. You know, I do all these unique services, and then the feedback that I get from the customer, hey, that was great, thank you for this, you know, the way they love it. I have one particular trip that's called Treasure Island. I have a limousine pick them up, take them to a private jet helicopter. I have Dom Perignon served in the helicopter, flies them down to the Keys. They land at a private airport. I have another limousine pick them up, take them to the shore station where they get on the boat, and then a boat into a private island down off the Key West, which is called Little Palm Island. It's a 7-acre private island, no kids allowed. It's very exclusive. It's only A-list people and celebrities. But I have the people come up in the boat. I have them escorted to a certain table. The table is right in the sand. I have them have dinner for a sunset, right at sunset. There's tiki torches all around their tables. There's a big fire pit. there's little baby key deers, little deers that come up to your table and you feed them a little snack and they leave. It's like something you would see out of a Disney movie. It's so romantic and beautiful. I mean, you're out in the middle of the ocean on this private island, 7-acre private island, having dinner at sunset. I mean, there's nothing like it. And that trip, every time I send people on it, they call me up and they call me up and just thank me. Said, Doug, we've never done anything like that in our lives. And these are well-to-do people that just, it takes a lot to impress them. And that particular trip, which is really the ultimate dinner experience on a private island. And that, it's just, you know, I get letters and it's just nothing like it to have something so rare and so niche and so special that people are calling you to thank you and just go, you know, they're just ecstatic about the services that I give them.
Oh my God, Doug, tell me, if this was the year 2018, 10 years from today, what would you have liked to have accomplished for your company?
Don't forget, it's the year
2018.
Well, I think by then I'll be taking people to the moon by then. That's what I've been thinking about. And we're getting to that. Richard Branson, we're going to be getting into supersonic. Oh, no, we'll be able to do it. I want to take people to the moon. I think by then it could probably happen. By then, God, the way things are going, who knows what's going to happen. I mean, like I said, you go to my website, millionairesconcierge.com, I have things there now that you never even heard of. So by 2018, wow, I could probably be introducing my customers to Martians.
So what would you like people to say about your company if this was 2018, 10 years from today, and you're looking back and you'd say, you know what we've done for our firm? We've done these things. What would you like to have accomplished with your firm if this was the year 2018? What would you like them to say about you?
Well, I'd like to say that I've helped and introduced special experiences to people that think they've done and had everything. That's where I come into play with a lot of these wealthy people. They go to my website and they go, you know, they don't even know some of these things exist because I created some of them in my dreams, actually. I've had dreams about it. I made it come true. And, you know, like I said, by the time 2018, I could probably take my same customers to the moon or to meet Martians. Who knows by then?
But have you ever had a request that you just couldn't fulfill?
No, doesn't happen. No is not in my vocabulary. Being a concierge, you cannot say no. If it's something,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, if it's something I can't do, I have somebody else that can do it. Yep.
So
you got to be a yes person to be a concierge. I mean, if you're going to a fancy hotel or Ritz-Carlton or St. Regis, you know, anywhere in the world, they're not going to tell you no. I mean, a concierge business is a yes business.
So in other words, you find the way.
I find a way to do it. And you know what? There's not many things I can't do. I love the requests. They're a little bit of challenge, but there's not many things that are a challenge that I can't do. But I love the challenge when I do get a request that's a little bit of a challenge.
So what's the most requested experience that your Millionaire's Concierge gets?
I get a lot of that. I get a lot of requests for tickets that people can't get if it's sold out or hard to get. I get a lot of requests for yacht charters. I get a lot of requests for jet charters. I have a fighter jet you can go in. I have a stunt plane. I mean, like I said, that's the other thing about me. I'm a one-stop shop for a wealthy person. I have it all. I don't just do exotic car rentals. I don't just do yacht charters. I do it all, soup to nuts, tickets, yacht charters, private islands, helicopters. You want to hire a celebrity? I have celebrities. You want to be on the set of Grey's Anatomy? You can be on the set of Grey's Anatomy. You want to go to a talk show, TV talk show? I have it. There's nothing I can't do.
Well, the one that catches my eye is that jet fighter. Tell me a little bit about that experience. How did you get into that one?
Yeah, the fighter jet, that's a very, very rare thing to be able to do. We're here in Fort Lauderdale. It's an L-39 Albatross, which is a Russian fighter jet. The paint scheme is camouflage. It's the original paint on the fighter jet from Russia. I mean, the thing is really wild. You can see it on my website, millionairesconcierge.com. And I have a limousine pick you up in Fort Lauderdale, wherever you're staying, or Miami. Take it to the fighter jet. You have 4 hours. It's sold as a training mission, Okay, you have 3 hours that you learn about the jet, you go over the jet, you learn about the jet, then you have 45 minutes in the air, and let me tell you something, it's the real thing, okay? If you have a problem, he hits the ejection button, and you both fly out of the jet. I mean, it is the real thing.
So let me ask you, when you're on that, when you're in that process of getting briefed as to what you've got to do, what are some of the things that they brief you about? Like, don't throw up, or is it more like you've got to be careful about these instruments?
Well, it's sold as a training mission. It's sold as a training mission. So you learn about all the gauges in the fighter jet. You learn about the flight path that you will be going on, because the pilot will let you actually talk to the control tower, because there's a little bit of traffic in that area. You go out over the ocean. So you learn about how to, talk to the control tower. You learn about the fighter jet. You learn about the jet engine in the fighter jet. You learn, about the landing gear. I mean, you learn everything about the fighter jet that there is to learn, and what to do once you're up there. I mean, the pilot actually lets you take the yoke, as they say, and actually fly the fighter jet over the ocean, going 400 miles an hour upside down. So I don't know when anybody did that lately.
Well, let me ask you, have you ever gone on a jet yourself?
Nope, I will not go in it, I'm afraid. And the guy has been teasing me for years, and I will not do it, but I think I might do it.
Yep. One of these days.
One of these days, because I also have a state-of-the-art 300L Extra, which is the ultimate state-of-the-art stunt plane, which does, if you ever go to a air show, this is what you see. It's a 300L Extra. It flies about 320 miles an hour. It can pull 12 Gs. It blows the smoke. The smoke comes out the back, and that's a lot of fun also, and that's a little bit less than the fighter jet, but that's a lot of fun too, and that's out of Miami, and I have a limousine pickup and drop off of that also. And the reason I do the limo is because I get a lot of out-of-towners, and they don't want to have to worry about how to get there, so I have a limousine, pick them up, and drop them off. It's the only way to go.
That sounds like a wonderful experience.
It is unbelievable. Like I said, you go to my website, there's nothing like it in the world, millionairesconcierge.com. Take a look. You will love it.
Let me ask you, what's the most, when you talk with these people after they've had these experiences, what do you, of all the things that you do, what are the three best experiences that people say, my God, I really had a good time? Can you give me the best, maybe two or three of them?
Well, like I said, one of the best one is the ultimate dinner there, where you take the helicopter down to the private island. It's not just where you're going in life with my trips, it's how you get there. It's such a beautiful trip down in the helicopter to the Keys, because the helicopter flies 200 feet down over the ocean. And the water, as you're getting down to the Keys, the water gets clearer and clearer, and you can see sharks in the water and big stingrays and all kinds of tropical fish. You can actually see them because the helicopter pilot that I have is so crazy, he'll go down and fly 50 feet right over the damn ocean. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Now, that trip is one of my most popular, that people just call me up. I have another trip called 007 Mission. Named after James Bond. Limousine picks you up, takes you to another helicopter out to the Everglades. You land right next to your own private airboat, and then you go out for an hour in an airboat and play with the alligators.
Oh, my God.
Craziest thing you've ever seen. Panthers out there, alligators everywhere. Then you come back and you have some frog legs and some gator tail. That's the lunch they serve. Craziest thing you've ever seen. Then you're back in the helicopter, back to the airport, and then limousine to a race boat. I have 120-mile-an-hour race boat that you go in for 2 hours, then back to the limo, and then chopper, and then limousine home. I mean, that's my 007 mission. That's just one of about 25 incredible adventures that I have, package deals, so to speak.
Where do you normally go on when you're in the islands, let's say in the Caribbean? Which islands do you favor, or is there a favorite one that you have?
Well, I do a lot of yacht charters in Nassau in the Bahamas. There's which a lot of people know, the resort called Atlantis. And Atlantis is like its own little world. I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, they have underground water aquariums. I mean, the place is just incredible. And over there, I do a lot of yacht charters. I have three different separate yachts there, a 80-footer, 110-footer, and 120-footer, right there over in Atlantis, which is in Nassau, Bahamas. And chartering a yacht in the Bahamas is just incredible because these yachts have all the wave runners on top and jacuzzis, and the waters over there are so crystal clear. I mean, they are here in Florida too, but not like the Bahamas. And I would say Nassau, Bahamas is the most fun and the most beautiful as far as, you know, an island to go.
In the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas. Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm going to have you do a plug on where in the Bahamas you would go, but is there a favorite resort you like to go to that people...
Yeah, which is Atlantis. It's called Atlantis Resort.
Atlantis. Yep. And what does that look like? I've never been to that one.
Well, Atlantis, what does it look like? It looks like a big castle in the water. A big castle in the water. I mean, you must see it. It's one of the most exclusive, most exciting resorts in the world. They're saying it's the number one nicest resort in the world now because they just added the Cove, which they added another $1 billion to it. The Cove is another, you know, another high-rise structure that just is incredible looking right there. I mean, on the water. They have a water park. They have big, you know, water slides. I mean, it's not just for adults. It's for kids, too. I mean, they have little lagoons with sharks in them and stingrays the size of cars. I mean, it is the most incredible place in the world. And, of course, there's a number of surrounding islands there that are really beautiful, too, to go island hopping on a beautiful yacht.
Wow, that feels great. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I'm going to ask you towards the end of the show, And if people want to get hold of your services, why don't you give me, on the air, give us your telephone number and give us the website so they can actually log on if that's what they want to do.
That would be great. So there's a couple numbers. One you can remember if you don't have a pen or pencil. It's 1-888-6-STAR. That's 1-888-SIXSTAR. 1-888-6-STAR. Or 1-954-564-7074. That's 1-954-564-7074. But you must go to my ultimate extensive website, which is www.millionairesconcierge.com. That's millionaires with an S at the end of millionaire, concierge.com.
Doug, I'm going to ask you again in about 25 minutes or so to repeat that because I want to be sure that if folks want to get hold of you, to see these experiences on the website like I've seen, or if you just want to get a hold of you on the telephone, I want to be sure that you get a chance to give it now, and we'll do it again in about 25 minutes.
Absolutely. And you know what? For everybody out there, if you can't afford my services, I'll tell you what. Eventually you probably can, but you'll enjoy just looking at the pictures and what I have to offer and tell your friends and your grandparents and whoever you might know because word of mouth is my whole nature of my business.
Listen, can I ask you, in the for most men and women who come to you, do you find that men ask for the same package as women, or do you find that women ask completely different packages? Do you find that there's a difference in between what they're trying to experience?
I deal with, you know, a lot of wealthy CEOs and presidents of the company. I deal with their assistants, but I do get a lot of gentlemen's wives to call me and, hey, I want to buy my husband a 50th birthday present, which that's where I come into play a lot. Like they want to buy him the fighter jet or they want to they want to take him on the helicopter to the private island dinner, or the wife wants to take him on my stunt plane excursion or take him on my 007 adventure, or he wants to get him tickets to an award show with red carpet access and limousine pickup and drop off. Or they want to hire a celebrity for her husband's 40th birthday party or their anniversary or whatever. Yeah, I get a lot of that calling for anniversaries, weddings, birthdays. I mean, I get a lot of that.
And so do you find that younger people, people in their 30s and 40s, do you find that they like to have a different experience than, let's say, someone who's 60 or in their 70s?
Well, yeah. The younger crowd is always a little more faster moving. I mean, the younger crowd likes, you know, they like the race boats that I have. They like, South Beach, you know, down there, the nightclub. I have VIP access, so if they go to the best nice clubs in South Beach or New York or L.A., I have somebody that meets them and greets them and walks them in so they don't have to wait in line. But, yeah, that's what they're into. They like the faster-moving things that I have. But I have things for all ages. That's why you got to get to MillionairesConcierge.com, and you'll see. I mean, I just have it all soup to nuts for just about any ages. I mean, I have VIP access to Disney World for kids. I mean, I just got people into Cinderella's Castle for breakfast, which is, you know, a very difficult thing to do. I mean, I can do what most people call in and try to do, they can't do. I have, you know, what most people can't do, I can pull off one way or another.
Now, I noticed that you tend to talk about down in the Caribbean and so forth. Now, you also said earlier in the conversation that Dubai, that you can even do things in the Dubai area, different parts of the world. Where else in the world provide the services?
What I'm getting, Raymond, is, I'm getting the traffic from Dubai because I just opened the Russian division. I have all these other countries coming to me because they've heard about my services and say, hey, you know, a lot of people are coming to the United States, and they come to South Florida where my headquarters is. They come to New York. They come to L.A. They come to Vegas. They come to Aspen. But you get a lot of Europeans that come to South Florida, and that's where my headquarters is. So I'm doing a lot of business, you know, with Russia, with India, with Dubai. I'm necessarily not doing things there, but they're coming to me here because they're all coming here, you know, also because of the dollar difference has a lot to do with it right now in today's times. And, you know, they just haven't been nobody's been exposed to these things that I have, and it's a beautiful place to be able to do it here in South Florida, and that's where a lot of my services are, even though I'm all over the country.
Are you planning on opening an international firm whereby you would provide the same thing like in the Mediterranean?
Well, yeah, I do that. Like, I do a lot of yacht charters worldwide right now. I do helicopter charters all over. But, I mean, you know, South Florida is a place for, there's a lot of wealth, there's a lot of toys, there's a lot of neat things to do in South Florida. There's a lot of, and it's very similar in California, in the L.A. area. Obviously, Las Vegas is a big place for toys. You know, these are areas, Aspen's another place, especially in the winter, for snowmobiling, the ultimate skiing, helicopter skiing. You know, I'm into the ultimate luxury toys, so obviously these locations that I'm telling you about, you know, have the ultimate luxury services and toys, you know, are great for those areas.
I'm kind of curious, Doug, when you, at the end of the day, when at 10 o'clock time comes, you're going to climb in the bed. What do you say to yourself? Do you ever just lay back and say to yourself, what do you say to yourself when you do this kind of service throughout the world? Do you ever just kind of sit, what do you think about?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, when you mentioned, Raymond, about bed, it's funny, I work from my bed a lot. When I go to bed, I take with me, I have my BlackBerry, I have two other phones, I have all my TV remotes, I have about 12, eight or nine, different remotes and phones and everything because, I get people that call me all through the night, but I could actually run my business out of my bed. everything is, you know, by phone and by computer, and my BlackBerry does it all, so I could actually, you know, whenever I've been sick a couple of times, not too much, thank God. But I work right out of my bed, and then I just have, you know, I have my girl deliver me breakfast in bed or lunch in bed, and I work right from bed. It's a wonderful thing. It's a hell of a business to have because I don't have to go to work. I'm at work when I wake up. I'm at work 24/7, even while I'm sleeping.
It sounds to me you're an energetic guy. Well, what hobbies do you have? I mean, you're so busy all the time.
My hobbies are, I was a tennis pro. I play tennis twice a week, and I play golf about six times a month. My dad was a golf pro. I love golf. So, you know, I'm a member here at our local club, and, you know, I play tennis two times a week on average. And that gives me actually, Raymond, if you see me on the tennis court, I'm on my phone while I play. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen, but I actually play tennis on the phone. Not the whole time, but if somebody calls, I answer the phone, and I'll be playing my guy on the phone, and he's a pro, and he just laughs, and everybody laughs around me.
Well, there's a solution for you. You need to figure out how to make a racket that has a cell phone attached to it
You know, actually,
that's
Raymond, you got
need.
A hell of an idea there. I could tape it to my rack and put it on speakerphone.
Exactly.
And you know what? I wouldn't have to hold it in my other hand. You know what? I'm going to start doing that, Raymond.
Well, and all
I'm
you need
serious.
Instead of having
I'm serious.
I hear you. All you don't need a regular tennis ball. You need an antenna ball that makes sure that you're connected all the way down the line. And every time that there's a telephone call in, that yellow ball lights up. And then you're talking to the tennis racket.
You know what?
Honestly, yeah, that's just wonderful. So what do you do to relax besides playing tennis?
Oh, I don't relax. When I'm on the phone, like right now, I pace. The more I pace, the faster my mind goes, the more I think. I love to pace. I wore my carpet out a couple times. I replaced my carpet a couple times in my office. Mm-hmm. I pace.
Is that where you get your most creative ideas when you're pacing back and forth?
I get my most creative ideas when I'm pacing on the phone and I'm sitting by my pool. Like on the weekends, I'll sit by my pool for 2 hours.
Yeah.
When I sit there and do nothing, well, other than the phone ringing, I sit there and think of all these things I have to do or new things I want to create and offer to all my clients.
Give me an example of a great idea that you came up with when you were pacing around around your office there. What's an example of a great idea that you came up with when you were doing all this walking?
Well, a lot of my 007 trip that I have, which is limo pickup to the helicopter to the airboat out in the Everglades, helicopter back to the limo back to the race boat. That I actually, since you brought it up, got it from pacing, talking about somebody that wanted to go in the airboat. Okay, when somebody wants to do one thing, I take it 10 levels higher and see what I can add to it to make it a whole wow package deal. So I had the guy call and he wanted to go out in the airboat, and then I said, hey, look, we'll do, I'll have a limo pick you up, take you to the helicopter will take you to the airboat. You go out in the airboat, then back to the helicopter to the limo, then to a race boat, and just take it 5 levels higher. That's what I did, and they loved it and did it, and then I put it on my website, and now that's one of my main packages.
Can I ask you, how many people do you have working for you?
I have about 12 people, but I'm the only one that talks to the customers because I deal with such wealthy people. You got to know how to smack them around a little bit. You have to know how to talk to wealthy people. You got to know how to deal with a customer, and I sure know how to do it. That was years. That was 17 years selling them all exotic cars. I learned then before I even started the Millionaire's Concierge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is your business a corporation, an LLC, or?
Oh, no, it's a corporation, absolutely.
Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it takes a lot of thinking as to how to run, even just to run that all by itself.
No, it's the right thing. You know,
are there any? Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, are there any packages that you're seeing that you're creating, even as you're pacing up and down now, anything that you're...
Well, no, you know what, Raymond, you gave me one, and I swear to God I'm going to go do it just because, you know, my racket that I use, there's a place in the middle of the racket that's open that I could tape my cell phone in there, and my cell phone has a speakerphone. So instead of me playing with me talking on the left hand and hitting the ball with the right, I'm going to tape the phone in there, and I'm going to do it that way, and they're going to, these people where I play, you know, there's a lot of pros there and stuff, and they all know me. I'm going to actually tape it to the phone, and I'm going to do it that way. It's going to be really something. You gave me a hell of an idea there, Raymond.
I've created a monster.
You created a monster. So now I'll just be able to hit the ball. It'll all be on one racket, the phone and everything. Thank you, Raymond. I love this show. I love this show.
Let me ask you, what's the most fascinating part of your job?
God,
what
the fascinating, the whole thing. The whole thing is fascinating. This is fascinating to me right now. I get excited about it. I mean, I have TV shows calling me now. I'm about to maybe do a huge reality show with my business. I mean, it's just every day now. It's you know, when you get something good and years go by and you have something really unique, it used to be in the beginning that I'd have to chase to get it. Now I have the world coming to me and TV shows and celebrities and, you know, all these wealthy people, and it's just incredible what's happening. It's just great to have a thing that's so niche and special that they actually come to you. I mean, I love it.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
It's a hell of a feeling.
Besides the Oprah Winfrey show, which I happen to watch, you know, what other shows have you been on? Because
I did Living Large with Carmen Electra. Oh, God, I've been on the Travel Channel for 4 years. I did Spike TV. I did the Food Channel. I did Deco Drive 3 times. I've been on the news probably 7 or 8 times. I did some charity things. I got Mark Brunette Productions right now calling about doing a reality show. I did TV in Australia, TV in Germany, which are those few ones are on my website. You can actually watch them. I've done so many now that I forgot a lot of them. You know, in the beginning it was like I couldn't wait. Now I've done so many, I forget some of the ones I've done. But obviously, I didn't forget Oprah. Oprah was probably the biggest thing I've done.
Well, you know, when I saw you there, you look really young. I thought you were about 28 years of age. Am I wrong?
No, I'm old. I'm 45 years old.
Oh, now you look like you're well preserved for being.
I'm well preserved. I'm a handsome young redhead. Yep. Well, I get a lot of exercise. I drink a lot of red wine.
I'm assuming it's Pinot Noir or something.
Oh, no, it's always something good. No, yeah, the other great thing about my business, Raymond, is I get to go on a lot of these trips with my customers. I'll fly on the private jets. I get to go on the big yachts around the world. I mean, they actually, because of my, you know, the way I am and my personality, I become very close to a lot of my customers, and you know, I have a lot of repeats, and they love to have me around. I mean, I'm a lot of fun. I'm a big entertainer. I'm not the guy that sits in the corner.
I kind of picked that up. I ask you, what's the best experience you've ever had with someone who's very well known? What was it like?
I do a lot of business with Michael Bolton, the singer.
Uh-huh.
Michael's a great guy. I've got Michael yachts, jets.
What was that like being with him?
Oh, it's always great. I mean, it's nothing like being with a celebrity. I mean, I put together golf with Michael Bolton and I and Sylvester Stallone and Sly's assistant many years back. But Michael's a great guy. He comes into town. I mean, he was just here a few weeks back. He sung at the Hard Rock, and then we were backstage, and then after dinner, we all went out to dinner with him, and we played golf the next day, and, you know,
that was quite
an experience. Huh?
So what was it like in the, backstage like that with all those people?
Oh,
what were you thinking?
That's, people call me every day that, you know, to go, you know, I get people to concerts, and I can get people backstage at different concerts. I mean, that's what everybody wants in life. They want to meet a celebrity. They want to be backstage at a concert. I mean, this is what I do for a living. I mean, what people, my whole business is what people dream about and want to do in life, I do for a business. This is fun for me. I mean, what people dream about is what I do for a living. So, yeah, I mean, being around, you know, hanging out with a celebrity, I mean, it kind of speaks for itself. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's, you know, we a few weeks ago, he sung at the Hard Rock, and then it was midnight. I called a restaurant that I know the owner. They kept the whole place open, and, you know, the place was closed, but they kept it open. We went in. All the waiters stayed, and he went in, and they served us, and he signed some autographs, and we left. I mean, you know, when a celebrity's come in, they keep restaurants open for you.
They get special treatment.
Absolutely. It's definitely the star treatment.
Now, this is a small question. Have you ever had anybody say, you know, I'd like to be on a talk show and be a radio announcer? Have you ever had that request?
I get people on talk shows, but I've never had anybody ask me for a radio announcer, but I could put it on my website, Raymond.
You know, you think about that. Hey, you know, we do this, you know, for meeting someone like yourself, and people do have a really good time speaking to someone like myself on this radio. So I thought maybe sometime you may say, you know, I've got a guy over here. He'll let us be on the radio for a while.
Well, if I ever get it, I'm giving them to you, Raymond.
Well, that sounds good.
Absolutely.
To me. I have an assistant who said make sure that you ask him about this pretty woman experience.
Oh, now you're talking.
Tell me about that, because again, she wants to hear about that.
All right, well, the whole world, Raymond, including yourself, I'm sure, saw the movie Pretty Woman, right?
Yes, I did.
Well,
but
all I did is basically take what Richard Gere did in the movie. I made come to real life. I mean, I have
tell
a limousine.
Me what that would be like. What would that be like?
Oh, that is incredible. I have a limousine. I mean, it could be wherever you, I mean, it could be anywhere in the country. I have a limousine pick you up, take you to a private jet. I have Dom Perignon in the jet. Hors d'oeuvres you want. I have the jet takes you to New York. You land. I have another limousine pick you up, takes you to restaurant of your choice, whether it's Italian or Peter Luger Steaks or sushi, whatever you might like. Then after dinner, the limo takes you to Broadway. Okay, I take you to one of the best shows, Wicked, South Pacific, whatever it might be. I have orchestra seats right up front. Then after the show, back in the limo, back to the jet, and then I have more champagne and after-dinner drinks in the jet, served with strawberries, and back to your location, and then limousine home.
And what is,
The movie, Raymond, just like the movie.
Oh, my God, but it looked like it cost a fortune. But
Well, that one could be expensive. That could be anywhere from $25,000 to $50,000.
So let me ask you now. That was my next question. What do some of these packages cost? Because obviously it's not for the everyday person, but for someone who really wants to have an experience. So what would some of these packages cost?
I have packages, Raymond, from $1,500 to the sky's the limit. But $1,500 is about where they start. And that particular one is up, up, and away, which I have a limousine picks you up and takes you to a hot air balloon for caviar and bagels, and you go up in a hot air balloon at sunrise. I mean, it's really beautiful down here in South Florida. And I have it in Aspen, and I have it in Vegas, and I have it in L.A. But they start about $1,500 and go up to, well, the sky's the limit, Raymond.
Do you have, like, when you have people like from Dubai and some of the European countries, what do they want to see?
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, Raymond, they haven't been exposed to a lot of this stuff. They love everything I have. They love the race boat. They love the yacht charter. They love the helicopter down to a private island. I mean, they don't have... See, here I can offer all these crazy things that just aren't offered around the world. I mean, and this is really the only place you can do and offer everything that's on my website. And, of course, I do it in L.A. I do it in Vegas.
Wow.
But South Florida has a lot of luxury wow things to do.
Are most of the Europeans, when you meet these people and they ask for requests, are they different? Or what do they do differently what the Americans want to experience?
Well, it's funny you say that because the Europeans, like the Americans, I mean, they ask more questions. They want to know more. It's like maybe they've done more or seen more. The Europeans, God, you tell them they're going to a helicopter and a limousine, they get excited. I said, well, if we're not done yet, then we're taking you down to the Keys, and the ride down's unbelievable. Then we're having another limo pick you up and take you to a boat, and then a boat into the private island. They're like, they don't ask any questions. They don't ask. They don't second guess you on the price. They're like, where do I sign? Where do I send the money?
Really?
I mean, yeah, because my things are so over the top, they're not exposed to these kind of things that I have in Europe. They just don't have it.
Well, I would just love to meet you and get to see all the things that you do. Even
well,
when
I'm gonna, if we meet, I'm taking you down, and we're going to have a hell of a time there, Raymond.
I'm a quiet kind of guy.
Well, then you'll love it. You'll love it down there on the private island having some fine wine there with the water coming up to your table, a little baby kid here feeding them strawberries. You'll love that.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's a fact.
I asked you earlier if there was a request that you really couldn't fulfill, even though you offer these wonderful packages to people, do you ever have anybody who just doesn't get it?
Raymond, I don't have that. I know it's unheard of, and you're thinking, well, the guy's not telling me the truth, but I don't have that. There's nothing I can't do, and there's nothing that I haven't been able to do. Nobody's asked me for something that's, that I can't do, that's, legal,
well, so to speak. Well,
and I don't get into any illegal things because I don't need to. I have a successful, wonderful business that everybody loves.
Well, that's without question. I mean, you sound like a man of integrity, thank God.
Oh, no. I mean, you know what? You can do things right in this world, not cut corners. If you have something good and it works and it's your own thing, and, I really don't have – nobody else does what I do, and it just works great. I'm in a great environment to do it. I'm offering it to, wealthy people, and, it works. It works. It's one of those few things that does work without cutting corners. I'm not a gray area kind of guy.
You said something earlier in the broadcast, and this is what you said, and it really caught my eye. You said you do all those little things that make a difference.
That's the key, buddy. I'm glad you pointed on that. When somebody charters, like, say, a private jet, it's important that the hors d'oeuvres are fresh. It's important that the caviar is served at the right temperature. It's important that the Cristal or the Dom Perignon is at the right temperature, which I like it ice cold, so I want it iced down. It's important that you have extra ice after they come back on the jet from the show or wherever they want, that is re-iced. it's important that the air conditioning limousine's on and the music's maybe playing at the you know, playing their favorite song or the right station. It's mm-hmm. just all the little things that matter with these people. It's not where you're going or how you get there. It's the little things they notice.
It's the little things that separate you, because it's the little things that
it's make the little things that makes that customer call up at the end and go, "Doug, that was unbelievable. I can't wait to use your services again." And when I get that, I get goosebumps and my hair stands up. And that's what it's all about in life.
Well, I can see why you're successful in my business. I'm a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what separates me from other people. It's the little things. But it's the little things add up to be big things.
And the little things, it takes nothing to do it. And the rewards you get from the little things that take nothing are huge. What comes back? It's tenfold.
What's an example of something that didn't quite go right that you said, you know?
Oh, God. First thing that comes to my mind, many years ago, I haven't had much because I'm a perfectionist, to tell you the truth. I had gentlemen from England out on a race boat. We blew an engine, all right? Blew an engine, only had one engine. Coming back, blew the other engine.
Oh, my God.
No engines. They had no engines.
So what did you do?
Well, they got stuck out there. They called the Coast Guard, and they sent out a tugboat and pulled them back in. But that wasn't fun. So I obviously gave all their money back. But, I mean, the odds of that happened, you know, of both engines going. I mean, even after one engine went, you know, they were slowly coming in. But there was so much force on the other engine that it blew the other engine. That's
so
the first thing that comes to mind. To tell you the truth, I mean, everything I don't make, I try not to make any mistakes because there's just no room for it. But I mean, something like that, you don't have control of, Raymond.
What were you thinking when you found out that this was going on?
Oh, well, he actually called me. They weren't happy about the engine blowing. And, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, these things happen all the time on race boats. These things go 130 miles an hour. There's a lot of force on the engines. And then an hour later, he calls me and says the other engine went. I said, oh, they're really happy now. So that was an issue. I mean, obviously, you know, what can we do? It's not something we have control of, but we dealt with it. We gave them their money back. And, Christ, that was years ago, Raymond.
Now let's ask a reverse question.
Mm-hmm.
When did you do something, those little things that made a huge difference, and they said, you know, you're the guy. You're the one who thought of this. Has that happened to you recently?
No, yeah, it happens all the time, Raymond. There's no one particular service. It happens all the time. What I like to do with people is when I do these services, you know, I tell them exactly how it goes. I put it in writing. I email it to them. But then what I do is, without telling them, I'll take it one step farther. I'll have them take an extra tour in the helicopter. I'll send them a bunch of millionaires concierge hats. Not a big deal, but I do it. I'll have my services go an extra mile for these people that I didn't even tell them about or put it in writing, just to show good faith and, you know, just to go that extra mile. I mean, that's what makes a difference. I mean, I don't mind spending the extra money to make that guy incredibly happy and tell all his friends and then call me back 10 times.
What's a millionaire's concierge hat?
Hat. I love hats. I wear hats all the time. I'm wearing one now. It's black with yellow trim, and it says Millionaires Concierge. I've worn hats my whole life.
Is it a baseball cap?
It's a, yeah, baseball cat hat. I love hats because I don't have time to fix my hair all the time, so I put a hat on. Just the way it is. Been wearing it ever since I've been playing tennis, since I was 14 years old. Yep, I just put a hat on. I mean, I've gone out to fancy restaurants. You're not allowed to wear a hat, but because they know me, they let me wear a hat. How do you like that? And I'm a hat guy, and I love to give everybody a hat. Millionaire's Concierge hat. I got yellow. I got red. I got black. I got two-tone. I got green. I got white. I got purple. You name it, I got it.
Well,
and
maybe
I'm just a hat kind of guy.
Well, maybe one day I'll get one of those hats. Who knows?
You'll get a hat. You send your address in, you'll get a hat. We might even get two hats.
Well, maybe one for Ruthie.
There you go.
Listen, and the last thing I'm going to ask you, and then I can see we're starting to get the last 4 or 5 minutes here.
I'm just getting warmed up there, Raymond.
I kind of picked that up in that yacht. I want to hear about that yacht.
Ah, now you're cooking.
World class those world-class experiences. It seems like, tell me about that one.
I do a lot of yacht charters. What I do is I have a lot of people fly into Fort Lauderdale or Miami or even into the Bahamas. Then I have, you know, in the Bahamas, I'll have them fly in, like I said. Then I'll have my guy over there, Jack Carey, native, 52 years of the Bahamas, knows everybody. He's like a celebrity himself, owns a limousine service, picks the people up. And like I said, I have three yachts over there that I use all the time, an 80-footer, a 110-footer, and a 120-footer. These yachts have jacuzzis on top. I mean, they have wave runners on there. They have tender yacht boats on the top. These things are, you know, $10 to $15 million yachts. You know, five or six staterooms, some of them. They have a crew of six or seven people, and there's nothing like chartering a yacht for dinner, you know, or hors d'oeuvres and cocktails, you know, from like 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock in the Bahamas when the sun's setting. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I'll do 4-hour charters, I'll do 8-hour charters, I do week charters. Do 2-week charters.
If someone gets a 2-week charter, where do you normally recommend that they go?
Well, usually the Bahamas or the Caribbean. I had a gentleman from Europe come in and charter a 220-foot yacht for 2 weeks. It was a $500,000 charter. He flew in a Gulfstream, and then he had another Gulfstream behind it, a smaller one with all his staff in it and all the luggage. How do you like that?
Goodness.
$500,000 yacht charter. I mean, that's the kind of people I get. I mean, it's just incredible, the wealth out there. And you know, this guy, you know, with some of these people, it's just they'll spend whatever it takes to do it. Just, you know, the ultimate. I mean, it's, you know, and some of these yachts, I mean, are just incredible. It's just a beautiful thing to charter a yacht through the Bahama Islands and the Outer Islands. And there's just so much to see. And the water everywhere, you can see the bottom. It's just absolutely crystal clear in the islands.
So what do you think, after listening to you, obviously you're very unique. What do you do that you feel makes you so different than anybody else that may offer something like what you do?
Nobody does what I do because I created it all myself. I invented it all myself.
It's customized.
It took 15, 20 years to do this. I mean, it's not just where you're going. It's how you get there. It's the details. There's so many things involved, Raymond, with it.
Uh-huh.
That, I mean, it took me years to perfect it, and it's never perfected. But, you know, I try to just really watch, you know, everything I do for somebody. I just try to make it over the top. If you make it over the top, then it's at least going to be perfect, okay?
Yeah.
But if you try to make it perfect and not over the top, then that's where you run into problems. So if you take everything the extra mile, I'll tell you what, it comes back to you tenfold, Raymond.
Many, many times. Well, Doug, you are truly unique.
I'm ready to take you on a trip. I'm excited right now.
Well, I got to tell you, you are probably one of the most unique persons, any human being I've ever met in my life, and that includes film and everything else that I've seen.
You want me to send you the jet right now and pick you up?
I gotta tell you, that'd be nice.
I got the yacht waiting in the Bahamas right now. We can be there in 2 hours.
Well, I'm gonna ask you to do me a favor because I promised that I wanted to hear your telephone number again, and I
wanted
you to give the website because I think that's very important. After listening to you, I think people on the air are all excited or are gonna be excited as to how to contact you. Please give that telephone number again
and
your website.
Okay, Raymond, it's the 800 number, toll-free, is 1-888-6-STAR. That's 1-888-SIX-STAR, or 954-564-7074. That's 1-954-564-7074. And, of course, the biggest thing is just go to my ultimate extensive website at www.millionaires.com. With an S, concierge.com. That's www.millionaires.com. And I'll tell you what, you've never seen anything like it in your life, I guarantee it.
I believe you. It's been a true pleasure, Doug, meeting you.
Okay.
And I look sometime in the future to, you know, go into Florida and at least shake your hand and have a chance to meet you directly. I want to thank you for being gracious. I want to thank you for being a kind of guest that I think you're a dream guest, because you're so full of excitement. It makes everybody feel a lot better. So as I said before, I truly appreciate your time, and I said I do appreciate your graciousness.
Okay, I want to tell everybody thank you, Raymond. Thank the world, and give me a call or email me to help you make your dreams come true. And just remember, you only live once. You'll be dead a long time. Have fun.
That's the truth. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Raymond.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.